make it clear that the federal government has no right to be cutting into your paycheck every week, and that the IRS doesn't have any law to justify it's doing that. They're just being robbed, taking money from you at force. And you can't blame anybody for stepping down. If you've got an armed robbery in progress, you can't fire a clerk because they handed them the money. So I can't blame anybody for going along with that either. But in my instance, having sworn to uphold it, I have to fight back. And naturally, I want all the help I can get on that. But it's going to take all of us eventually to stand up and to say, hey, we're through giving you money you're not entitled to receive. We're through letting you get away with this theft and this deception. The game is up. We know the truth now, and we're not going to stand for it. And when that happens, the government will have but one option, and that is to back down. Now, it'll have different ways it can do it. Try to save some face, try to avoid having to admit that they were scamming us all along. But the main thing is that we achieve the ultimate object, and that is to stop it, to stop the theft, stop the deception, stop the intimidation, stop the taking, stop the robbery. And when that happens, then we'll have completed our task. But until then, I'm going to continue to fight, and I think and I hope that everybody else will continue to fight until we get that accomplished. So the problem that we reach now is how do we go about fighting that? And although I had expected that we were going to be, breaking, what we're going to do is, since we didn't, let's go on ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Are you there, Mike?
Hello?
Mike?
Yes, Tom.
Mike, Tom Cryer. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Appreciate listening to your show here.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted everybody to kind of think outside the box, because I've been around this movement for about 17 years now.
Well, let me caution you. Some of those things that are out there out of that box are kind of crawling on more than six legs.
Yeah.
And you better break out your tinfoil hat to put on before, because you just might have the aliens beam you up to tell you that this is the way it's supposed to be. But
yeah.
Go ahead now. That said, I've had my fun. Now let's have yours. But think out of the box for us.
Okay. Well, because, everybody that's getting tried on these in these tax trials is just getting walked over. And I approach it with the presumption that the government is right. You know, these guys walk away from these trials and they say, oh, they just nailed me and they did me wrong and everything. They've got some principle of law that they're operating under. And, I come from the old school of right-way law. That's what they, it's an organization that's kind of gone away. But, they always taught that, they do everything right and they have some principle that they're operating on. Would you agree with that?
I would agree to this extent that if you accept the premise that right, or that might makes right, whatever they say is right, because they've got the might to make it so. However, some of the conclusions that have been reached in these cases have been more, not so much because the system is screwed up, but because folks have failed to properly present their case.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You have an awful lot of these convictions that you're referring to, for example, are the result of pro se defenses, and they get in there and they don't know trial procedure. And I've used this analogy before. You could study the brain till you know more about the brain than anybody else in the world, but I don't think that you'd be ready to pick up a scalpel and operate on one.
Right.
Trying a case is a lot different from knowing a case.
Right.
And so many of these, I think I mentioned earlier in this particular program about one case where a lady had filed something like 10 or 15 things. Every one of them was rejected because she didn't do it properly. That's
right.
One good way to get popped, because you didn't do it right, not because they were right.
Right.
It looks like we're finally running into this top of the hour break.
I'll hang over, okay?
And if you don't mind, I was going to ask you to.
Okay.
And then if you want on the program, it's 1-800-3- 1-800-313-9443.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And welcome back to the Live Free Zone. Tom Cryer here. I've got Mike on from Illinois. And he's talking about thinking outside the box with us today. You still there, Mike?
Yeah, I am. I'm here.
The concept of what you're talking about is that they wouldn't be able to do it if they weren't right.
Right.
It's not entirely, accurate. One of the things that I could point to demonstrate that is the fact that you have heard and read of many cases where somebody would sit in prison or worse on death row awaiting the ultimate punishment, and then it was learned that he was innocent all along. There have been a rash of those lately, and it's because the system, isn't perfect, and it makes errors. And where you have, the more pressure you have toward error, and there's an awful lot of pressure in the tax issue department, you've got pressure from the government is wanting that money. They're not wanting the public to stand up and resist. You've got pressure on the judge from the IRS and from the fact that he's paid by these guys. This is his rice bowl, too, we're talking about.
Right.
And then if you put that pressure on there and then toward, a conviction or toward it being in the government's interest to convict, and it's their court, their home field, then you add to that a weakness in the defense chain, because the guy is defending himself and doesn't know how to try a case, or even if he has an attorney and that attorney isn't up to speed, then an injustice can occur.
And right.
That the fact that it was done through the process doesn't make it right. So I guess, you know, when you get down to it, I don't agree that might makes right, and I don't think that we can say that our system is perfect enough to say that whatever comes out of it is the right way for the law to go.
Well, I agree. I mean, there is injustices in the system. But think of it this way, is if you never had a Social Security number and never filed a tax form, do you think that they'd be after you right now?
Probably not, but how could you do anything like that? See, they have it set up to where you're cornered on that. I mean, you can't open a bank account without a tax number.
That's it. So, therefore,
you would have to function on a purely subsistent level.
Well, isn't that the way that's exactly why they want it that way, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So, therefore, these guys that are getting prosecuted, first off, they're the ones that are in the leadership roles, or they're out there, you know, you and Larkin Rose and everything, they're out there putting this information out. So they're trying
to put those heads on a lance to scare the veterans.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you kill off the leaders, and you know, then the little ants all scurry away or whatever,
right.
You know. So my point is that it's obvious that there's a contract, because no matter what issues you bring up in court, if you have a contract out there,
all right,
it doesn't make any difference.
Before you get started on that, this contract business, if it were a valid point, it would be raised. Okay? You can't say it's obvious a decision was made based on something that never came up.
Right.
That's just like a friend of mine sent me something. It was an allegation. Said it wasn't in the paper, so you know it's true. And so I wrote back, I said, well, and I told something out very outrageous, you know, I won't repeat. But I said, and we know that's true because that wasn't in the paper either. The fact that it never came up means it wasn't considered.
Right.
If it were a valid point, it would have come up. And
right.
It wasn't, and so it isn't. It doesn't bear on it. So we can't say this contract business, well, you made a contract by taking out a Social Security number, you waived your constitutional rights. Your constitutional rights are inalienable. And that's a misnomer anyway. You don't have constitutional rights. You have fundamental rights. You have God-given rights that you were endowed by your creator with when you were born. Constitution or no constitution, you have those rights.
Well, think about this, though. The 13th Amendment says that only involuntary servitude is unconstitutional, correct?
That's correct.
So, therefore, voluntary servitude is constitutional, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So if you have a Social Security number and you expect and you expect to get a retirement program, shouldn't you be expected to pay for that?
Voluntary servitude would include an indentured servant.
Right.
All right. What you're describing is an indentured servant.
That's right.
That means that is an inalienable right. So you can't sign that right away, either in a contract that actually says that, or one that is interpreted to say that. But at no time has the government ever come up with a position that, well, he has a Social Security number, therefore we have an ownership interest in his labor because he signed it away, gave us a contract.
Now,
if that was the effect of that, then that's what would have been raised.
Well, I don't think that issue has been raised. I mean,
that's my point, is that the issue has not been raised.
Okay, so wouldn't you...
But what one of the problems with the IRS and applying the income tax to labor is that it does exactly that. It is taking a part of your property, which is your labor. Ever since the 13th Amendment, your labor has been yours and yours alone, and it's something that nobody can take away from you. And so by taking away a part of that labor in the form of taking away the wages in exchange for that labor, they're taxing your labor. They're taking away a part of you, just as if they owned it.
I understand that argument. I mean, but you can contract that right away. You can contract it away.
Mike, I'm sorry, but you haven't done that. And please don't believe for a second that you have contracted away your soul or any part of your labor or your freedom. You cannot contract away inalienable rights. You can sign contracts all day. Say, I give up the right to speak freely. I give up the right to worship as I choose. I give up the right to my freedom. But you can't, they're not, none of those are of any legal effect.
But if you expect a retirement benefit, then you must pay for that, don't you think, if you're going to get that?
And your retirement benefits are paid. Your Social Security is a scam. If a private company were to do what Social Security has done, they'd put them in jail as a Ponzi scheme. It's a gigantic Ponzi scheme.
Well,
you're not getting anything there that you didn't pay for, I can assure you. You'll never get back what you put into Social Security.
I agree with that. There was a book that was written years ago by Frank Kowalik called IRS Humbug. Have you ever read that?
I have not. No,
it's basically the whole premise of the book was that if you're a federal employee, you owe the tax.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you agree with that or not.
I agree with that.
Okay, and the thing is, he didn't put the whole pieces together. There's a statute, Title V, Section 552A13, that says if you're in a federal government retirement program, that you are considered a federal employee for federal income taxes.
That's right.
Okay. So therefore, if you're in a retirement program, if you have a Social Security number, you are considered
a federal employee.
That
is not a federal retirement program. Social Security is not retirement.
Well, now, is Social Security insurance? Let me ask you that.
That's what they call it. They call it an insurance, but that insurance is exempt from taxation, supposedly.
Well, you're talking about being paid out on an insurance thing. It would be
But still, Social Security, these ideas, and this is some of the stuff that I've been warning people about. This idea of Social Security subordinating your fundamental rights to the tax laws, or of giving the government an interest in your labor, or of subjecting yourself to the taxation authority that they never had in the first place. I'm gonna try to be kind and say that is erroneous. There's no basis whatsoever.
That you can't volunteer that right away?
You cannot volunteer that right away, no, sir. You cannot give up your right, your inalienable fundamental rights.
That's my point.
No matter how somebody tells you to the contrary, you cannot do it. But look, I appreciate your call on that, and it gives us an opportunity to air some of that out. But we do need to move on, and I thank you, sir, for contributing to the discussion. But we need to get. You've been sitting here for a long time. We need to talk to Tom in Mississippi. Are you still there, Tom, or have you given up on us?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, good to hear from you. How are you doing, sir?
I'm a very old man, blind and in a wheelchair. I've been fighting this conspiracy since the MacArthur era, and it looked like the harder I fight it, the worse off it would get. Now, I got a little off the subject now, but anyhow, I'm thinking there's a weak link in the chain.
you have a gift for understatement, sir.
We don't have a
weak link in the chain. We've got several breaks in the chain. But go ahead.
Okay, well, anyhow, it's going to take a minute or two to explain what I'm going to have on my mind. I think these multi-million-dollar candidates needs to be exposed for just that. They are multi-million-dollar candidates. They are in the pockets of the multinational corporations, the World Banks, the tax-free foundations. And I think the patriots should take a sharp focus on the fact that these people are bought and paid for by our enemy that is destroying our constitutional form of government. And I think if we get enough patriots involved in this idea, we could poison them to the extent to where the more they spend, the worse they look. That'll give a little patriot that has a little mama.
All right. Well, now, Tom, not to interrupt you, but I want you to finish. So, can you hold over after this break? We'll let you finish your thought, and then we'll talk about it.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
To the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and if you want to join the discussion today, you can do so. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And right now, we're talking to Tom in Mississippi. Tom, you were mentioning that if enough patriots can get together, and that's where we had to get cut off to go pay some bills. You want to pick up where you left off and finish your thought?
Yes, I do. I think that the powerful stations like the RBN, Genesis, and there's others, and what they get behind this thing, and the John Birch Society, and all patriotic movements focus on destroying the multi-million-dollar era politicians, and to where the patriots can stand a chance to be elected. You're not gonna change those people. And I don't care how many people go to the polls, they are bought and they're paid for, and they're gonna do what their boss tells them to do. The citizens are not their boss. Their boss is the multinational bankers. Okay. Well, if we get enough to rally around the pole, I think this thing would snowball into something big, and if it did, well then the people that spent the most money would be the most be suspicious of being the predator, the people that are destroying our Constitution.
Let's talk about some of that for a second. I think I'm going to shock you here, because I'm going to tell you that I've got to agree with about 99 and 44 100% of what you had to say, and that's about as pure as it gets. The fact is that your congressmen and senators are not representing you; they're representing their party. I was very active in politics for a number of years. As a matter of fact, I ended up heading up the Republican Party for this part of Louisiana. During my chairmanship, we ran 11 races. We won all 11 of them. The problem was is that as I started moving up above the grassroots in the Republican Party, I learned that I never heard anything about ideology. I never heard anything about returning liberty to the people. I never heard anything about getting the government reduced in size and scope. All I heard was demographics and dollars. And then that's when I realized, and then I started watching what they're doing in Washington instead of what they're saying in Washington. And what they were doing was just making things worse. And so what they're telling us here in their campaigns and what they're doing in Washington, D.C. are 180 degrees opposed. When the Republican Party took over, I don't think any of us is naive to think that whenever Teddy Kennedy's limo goes past a ghetto, he tears up and grabs his handkerchief. I mean, you know, he could care less about the little guy. But I think the same token, we need to realize that the leadership of the Republican Party could care less about our Constitution. And you have to judge that not on what they have to say about it, but what they do. So your parties are just a couple of power groups, power clubs competing for power. And I even believe that they operate in concert and pretend to fight, just like the World Wrestling Federation type deal, where they're out there and they've got a scripted and choreographed fight to have, but they know how the outcome's going to turn out, and they know that we're going to end up losing the belt. But you're right about that, and I've also said a number of times that we've probably elected a lot of honest men. But I doubt that we've ever reelected one, because by the time they spend 2 or 6, depending on where their term, years inside the beltway, inside the loop, they've been corrupted. They've been taught the ropes. They've been showed that if you buck or if you rock the boat, you're going to get cut out and shoved out into the street. And if you don't play the game, you don't win.
I understand.
And so I think you're right. I think we need to. I don't think it's so much a million-dollar candidate. I think it's the fact that we've got candidates that are driven by somebody other than us.
Well, okay, you got the black candidate for president, Zari Bolton, $25 million in his war chest, campaign chest. Well, now, my idea is to buy, I think we can get above the whole thing by, if we get enough numbers, if we get enough people and all on the same page, And destroy destroy the party if you have to. I mean, because the people are sick and fed up with this government, and you can go on the streets and you can hear anywhere on the street corners, we got the best politician money can buy. I think it'd be an easier sale than you might think.
Well, I think that the toughest part of this thing would be, Tom, not so much selling them on the fact, but selling them on doing something about it.
All right.
People are real good at complaining. But they aren't always so good at jumping up and doing something about it. As long as they can complain from their armchair and cuss at the news, they're happy. But if you say, okay, well, then get up and pick up the phone and call your congressman, or get up off of that chair and write some letters to your senator, or get out here and go stand on the corner with a sign along with everybody else and helping to get the rest of the public to know that this is a problem. Now that's a challenge, and but you're absolutely right. They need to get on the same page. They need to be saying the same thing. They need to take it one bite at a time and say, okay, get out of this. And once you get them out of that, then it's okay. Now get out of this. And you need to stay together and stay unified and keep growing. And as you do that, numbers will get bigger.
Hold it a minute. Hold it.
Well, I'm afraid we got a break that we're just going to have to see.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, thank you, Tom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
And good afternoon. We're in the Lie Freeze Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we have been talking to some folks about some the consensus being that everybody needs to get in one voice on this. And also, some of these calls are demonstrating that we've got way too many different messages running around. And maybe we need to boil some of those messages down. But it's fun talking about these. And I think it's educational as well, as to which ones not to step on. But I think we've got another caller in the wings here who's been waiting for us, and Wayne in Indiana. How are you, Wayne?
All right. How you doing, Mr. Cryer?
I'm doing great.
Oh, that's good. Listen, I got up on the website. It says the IRS and tax court brought to a standstill. This guy supposedly... got him up on asking about what statute makes him liable to pay the income tax, and also the liability of a Form 83, which is I don't know what it is. It's some type of a form that is required to be filled out asking for an Office of Management and Budget for a number on a form.
It's called an SF-83.
The SF.
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 As in Strike Force. or Stormtroopers.
Right, I understand.
You know, the two issues that you're talking about are, I believe one is referring to one of the false balloons that I discussed early on in the program today. and that is that by asking for and not receiving an answer in time, that the IRS and the the income tax have been destroyed.
Correct.
All right. Now that's not true. All right. Don't eat that, Elmer.
Okay.
And spit it out and wash your hands. Okay. Now, on the other, you brought us a mixed bag today. On the other, there are serious problems with the Internal Revenue Service and its failure to comply with the Paperwork Reduction Act, which requires any request for information or request for documents to set out an OMB-approved number and to put down the expiration date for that number. And it requires that they also disclose the legal authority for their request. It also requires that they identify what the information is being gathered for what purpose. And it also has to disclose to whoever is being requested to provide information or documents whether that disclosure is mandatory or voluntary on their part. The IRS and the 1040 form failed to comply with a number of those requirements. And the SF-83 is the way that the agency who wants to get OMB's approval submits their form that's going to request the information or documents to the Office of Management and Budget for approval. The purpose of that is to minimize paperwork by only allowing paperwork such as this, requiring people to put information or fill out forms, limiting those to the forms and requests that the law actually allows or requires. Okay? So the OMB then gives a stamp of approval saying, yes, we've looked at the law, and yes, it is a mandatory, and yes, your disclosures are sufficient, and here's your approval number. You can put it on the form, and here's the expiration date. The 1040 contains a number that's been on there since 1980-something.
1981.
And when the PRA was first enacted, and yet these numbers are only good for 3 years.
Correct.
All right, now the other problem, what's the expiration date of that number? Now the other number is that the problem is the Internal Revenue Service has been submitting its 1040 with SF-83 for it for OMB approval each year. But just like at the end of 2006, they withdrew that. It was returned to them, and they withdrew it right at the end of the year. Now, what was the effect of that? Who knows? We don't have enough litigation on that till. But the other aspect is that the IRS 1040 form does not contain or set forth the expiration date for that number. Well, it's been held in other cases that if it doesn't require that they have an expiration date, but that if the form has a year on it identified, but that if they don't put an expiration date, then the form's approval, the number expires on December 31st of the year that's shown on the form. Now, you do the math here a little bit real quick, and you can see that the 2006 1040, which doesn't contain an expiration date of its OMB number, would then expire on December 31, 2006. Before it ever became effective.
Right.
So, yes, you do have some legitimate and serious problems with the PRA. And not too far from you, one of your neighbors over in Illinois raised that issue, and immediately prior to trial, the Department of Justice dropped the charges.
Yeah, because the title that I'm looking at is Title 44 United States Code, Section 3507F, it reads, no person shall be subject to any penalty for failing to maintain or provide information to any agency if the information collection request involved was made after December 31st, 1981, and does not display a current control number assigned by the director or fails to state that such request is not subject to this chapter.
That's correct. Or if it doesn't comply, yeah.
Right.
Now, but you're absolutely right. So, I mean, you brought a mixed bag. You brought in one that we needed to let everybody know, hey, you know, that isn't going anywhere. And one that, yes, it does have merit, that the PRA defense that prohibits any punishment of anybody is one that we're holstering.
Right.
I haven't pulled it out. I haven't whipped that one out. Because you also, when you read a little further, you'll see that defense can be raised at any time during the judicial proceeding.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have to raise that before trial. And so, but what I want this case decided on is on the constitutional and statutory issues.
Right.
You know, but yeah, you brought up a really good point on that, and one that people need to educate themselves on. One that somebody, you know, people need to do some reading, as you've obviously done, because you're sitting there with the statutes in front of you.
Right.
You know, but, so that's good. But Bob Lawrence over in Peoria, super guy, high energy fellow, and definitely a patriot, is the one who was confronting the IRS with that.
With the same issue?
Same issue. And we don't know that that's why the DOJ backed off, but they backed off.
Right. Well.
Now, you know, we still trying to find out and get justification. They said they had figured his taxes wrong, and so therefore they weren't ready for trial. Well, all they had to do was to show a dollar or $100,000. It didn't matter.
Right.
So we know that wasn't that's a bogus reason to back off.
Well, sure.
And so that leads you to believe that they backed off because of the PRA defense, but you can't rest on that. You can't rely on that because it was never decided.
Well, they didn't actually drop the charge against them. They just backed off of it for now and put it
on
standstill.
They actually suffered a dismissal with prejudice, which means they cannot refile.
They can't refile again.
That's right. They're done. It's over. Finito.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So, yeah, there's some teeth in that. But the courts have, for tax cases earlier on, and before 1995, for tax cases, the court would just ignore that. They would just say, so what? I don't care. Well, in 1995, the act was amended. There was a new PRA came out in 95, and it was beefed up. And it made it very, very clear that this applies to taxes, the tax forms. You know,
okay.
So, yeah, we've got some. You have something to work with there.
All right. Now, I got a question. If a person goes into a courtroom and let's say states a law, and they take and they try to bypass it or they don't want to hear it, can you force them to recognize as to why they're not hearing it or why they do not want to establish that part of the law or anything?
What you have there are, and I was asked the same questions the other night during a talk that I'd given, and in the Q&A afterwards, you have on that, you always have a right to ask the judge to reconsider and to state his opinions and the reasoning for his decision. He doesn't have to grant that.
Okay.
You also can appeal that decision to a higher court, and then... You know, of course, you've got the Second Amendment.
Right.
And that's about all of your recourse on that. But, no, the answer to your question is that, no, you cannot require him. He can just say denied and refuse to even give you a reason, which is basically what happened in my case so far.
Okay.
Well, look, I appreciate your call, and we're going to move on because we've got several folks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But thanks for calling, Wayne. That was good that you brought that up, and I also want to compliment you on having done your homework. You're sitting there in front of you. Well done. But now we've got Gary in Tennessee. Gary, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't have any tax problems. I'm too old and too poor, and I'm getting back some of that Social Security years. Good to hear a new voice, new blood, and you seem quite knowledgeable in your field, and I'm sure that the tax issue is a prime issue, as are many among a lot of people in this country.
Well, it causes so many other... You can't injure any part of the Constitution without all of the Constitution feeling the pain.
Exactly.
And we have it. The pain is all over the Constitution, and I can show you where a multitude of infractions were made possible by this theft of huge amounts of money from working Americans.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's all right. That's all right. Everything you said, I don't disagree with, and sounds very knowledgeable. I wanted to bring up a point, especially a force multiplication type thing. I could sit here and spout off 20 or 30 major issues from immigration to taxes and a whole bunch in between, and everybody's got one of those issues is, I see Alex said it's nice on the air, is the prime ticker offer.
And everybody has his pet peeve, in other words.
Yeah. But I spell that a little differently. But anyway, I've been listening to RBN all day. I do about 100 hours a week of RBN, and it's amazing the amount of information I've done gathered up in 8 years of this.
It's something whenever you actually can hear the truth for a change.
Yeah, I could debate Bush on national TV and rip his head off, and, well, you know the rest of it. Anyway, this truck-in thing is going to happen on the 23rd, 4th, and 5th. And that's kind of interesting because I worked a little retail once, and they have a thing called just-in-time delivery, and there's like 3 days of stock on the shelf.
Oh, yeah.
And I would kind of like to put a warning out for those that need to put food on the table. They might want to go down and get some extra milk and bread and produce.
Well,
because those shelves be buried. I was in that first storm that hit before Katrina, the first hurricane hit down there many years ago.
Uh-huh.
I delivered a travel trailer down there. I used to do that all over the country. I did 214,000 miles in 14 months.
But I'm
telling you, you go into a grocery store and watch people fight over the last loaf of bread and last gallon of milk, and it'll scare you to death. But my point is that I don't care if you are or are not a trucker. You can print up flyers. You can hand out RBN business cards every time you go to town. I go to town once a month to get supplies, and I can hand out 100 flyers, 100 RBN business cards. And there's things you can do on a constant basis and keep putting more thorns in
there. You're absolutely right. There are things that all of us should be doing all that we can. And what would be great is if something came along and said, hey, this is the way for everybody to go, and we all charge, you know, for that direction and go and then get it done.
Yeah. That
would be wonderful.
I want to make one more point. I'm into the hardcore survival living. A lot of it has to do with my finances. But I sat down and put together a 19-page survival list, checklist, if you will. And I'm offering that if you send me an email free. And I've sent out over 200 of these. I mean, it's amazing. I'm getting stragglers from calling in several programs. And I'm going to give an email address out.
Go ahead. Let's give your email address. Then we've got to move on to the other caller.
Yeah, I understand. It's Graybeard. That's spelled with an E. GREYBEARD, numeric 42, at bellsouth.net. Graybeard with an E. 42 at bellsouth.net.
All right.
And I'll email that out. See, that's something I can do. It doesn't cost me anything.
Well, you know, that's wonderful. But in the meantime, we're going to have to run on, and I appreciate your call, Gary. And you had some, you know, it's a valid point. We've got to get up and stand up. But we've got a couple of guys waiting. We're running out of time. I want to make sure we get to as many these folks as we can. And thank you. Let's jump to Gil in New York.
Yes.
How about it, Gil?
Hi, Mr. Krier. Listen, I would like to ask you basically three questions, based on the same issue. what I understand from you is basically you say the simple issue is there is no law or show me the law, right?
This is basically that's basically the first and foremost of the statutory issues. Yes, is that there is no liability provision to speak
and
of.
If this is the case, and I believe, and by the way, I believe that it's true, the question is why, in your case, for example, you have to go to a jury. Why a judge wouldn't decide your case? It's a legal issue. If there is a law or there is no law, the judge can decide and say, okay, we don't need a jury because I decided there's no law.
Well, you know, I'm going to put you up for a federal judgeship. We need some judges, you know, with a little common sense like that. What happened in this particular instance was that the government said that it didn't matter, that there was no law. And
so he basically decides based on no law on facts. He decides based on his crystal ball.
That's right. And I'm glad you said that so that I didn't have to. And now we're having to go to a break. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes and wrap up this segment of the Live Free Zone.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I understand that based on the crystal ball, the judge in your case has not decided that the case on on your side and sent it to the jury. The issue is basically the same crystal ball adjudication sent other people to the jury when the judges have a duty to adjudicate a legal issue by themselves, and if it's true there is no law, then they have to see that there is no law. And basically what happened in the last decades, the legal system was unable to protect us.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We have no haven. We have no safe haven in the legal system. The legal system, and I'm not sure whether it's out of corruption or cowardice, but I really don't care which. I mean, the effect is the same. Either they're afraid of the IRS, which has been known to try to intimidate judges in the past, or they are in bed with them and just doing whatever DOJ says because we're on the same side.
Okay,
In either case, that's not an admirable and thing. It's not something that instills confidence in us and our legal system.
The issue, take a look at www.thefixer.info. You will see that the legal system is basically operates under the crystal ball. And
well, your point is well taken. And that's part of the reason why we need to make this a political issue, because we don't have a legal solution. We need to keep the legal solution pushing. We need people in there pressing the court to do the right thing.
But you also need
to put some political pressure on.
You are pressing a system that cannot provide justice. And he will not provide justice.
Well, you may be right, but I've got to disagree with you. I think they can provide justice. I just think they haven't, and they won't. Now, that's always subject to change, but they can. They have the capability.
They have not the capability even today because they are appointed as judges to the... The government pays their money.
I agree. They're on the payroll.
If you don't pay the money to balance the money that the government pays, then you have no chance in the court.
I agree. But I hate to have to cut you short, but we've got John that's been waiting for a long time down in Alabama. And thank you for the call, Joe, and the point's well taken. We really don't have something that we can rely on, a fallback, a safety net. These people are supposed to be protecting us from the government, and all they're doing now is looking the other way while the beatings continue. John, are you there?
I'm here. I know it's the close of your show. I just want to make one comment.
All right. By the way, I want to thank you for waiting so long.
Stephen from Illinois mentioned that statute, some income tax provision in Title V, Section 552. I checked it while we were listening to the program, and doesn't exist. That just is another indication of what you said at the start of your show. That's all I have to say. I'll let you sign off. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. And the 552 does exist. It has to do with public information agency rules, opinions, but it doesn't necessarily apply to taxes. There's no income tax described in that. But the problem that you run into is a lot of folks are running off looking for any kind of hope. And many of these folks are cross-threaded already with the IRS. So they'll grasp, and you can't blame them for that. I mean, desperate straits call for desperate times. Sometimes you do need to think outside the box, as some have suggested today. But you have plenty of ammunition in the box. You have plenty of ammunition and support in the Constitution.